Grace, mercy, and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God that I share with you is a portion of our gospel lesson, John chapter 13, verses 2 through 5. Again, we ask the Lord to bless us. Lord, please continue to help us follow your example, that we might love one another and serve one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, interesting. Here Jesus and his disciples were in the upper room. The meal had been prepared. They were about to share the Passover meal. And Jesus knew that Judas was going to betray him. And before they started eating, or as they had started, he got up, took off his outer garment, took a towel, and tied it around his waist. And then he poured water in a basin and started washing his disciples' feet. We had heard in our gospel lessons here in the last few weeks about the attitude and the thinking of the disciples. They were arguing about who was first and who was foremost. James and John came to Jesus and said, "Lord, we want you to do something for us." And Jesus said, "Well, what do you want me to do?" And well, they said, "We want you to have us sit on your right and your left." And of course, the other disciples, when they heard about this, they got all upset and bent out of shape with one another because, hey, what's this? They want to be better than us. They want to be the top guys. None of them were thinking about washing their brother's feet. That was a servant's task. Well, there wasn't a servant there, and nobody, they prepared the meal, but one person they forgot to call in or set up to do something. They didn't get anybody assigned to the job of washing feet. Interesting. And obviously none of them wanted to do it. But here Jesus, knowing that this was important and normally done when somebody came into the house, Jesus got up, took off his outer garment, tied a towel around his waist, and began washing feet. And I'm guessing, even from what Peter said in our gospel lesson, that they were embarrassed all of a sudden. Hey, wait a minute, he's the master and the teacher and so on, and he's washing our feet? Wait a minute, what's going on here? Jesus such an attitude of servitude isn't belittling, is what he was telling his disciples. But it makes a person great in God's sight. He didn't say, whoever wants, or Jesus did say, Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, as Matthew recorded it in chapter 20. The symbol of the towel reminds us of that servanthood and the greatness of servanthood. Now, I'm not sure I want to accept that the symbol of the towel and the compelling goal of service that it represents. I would prefer to be served than to serve. Let somebody else wash my smelly feet. Or in today's terms, maybe shine my shoes or wash my dirty clothes. Let others run out of the way and do errands for a needy neighbor, or consume some irritating, or take on some irritating task that interrupts my busy schedule. Got somebody else to do that, not me. I have more pressing things to do. Or as some of us might say, more important things to do. And I'm guessing that we are sometimes tempted to feel that way. Aren't we just like the disciples? We're all sinners. We're all guilty. That night at the sacred meal, as Luke's gospel informs us, they squabbled among themselves about who was the greatest. Who should do the serving and who should be served? Whose accomplishment should be recognized and appreciated more? Who gets the honor for working the hardest? Whose name should be placed at the top of the list? And here Jesus demonstrates. By doing what he was doing, that the servant, the one who is serving, is the one who is doing the right job. So that night, even though the shadow of the cross was right there, just hours before he was put to death. Even though he knew the disciples were betraying him, and one would deny him, and that all would desert him, he knelt before them like a slave and washed and dried their feet. Now, this isn't about washing feet. Let's be realistic about this. Otherwise, we'd have a big tub up here and have everybody come up and take off their shoes and wash feet. No, it's about serving. Jesus was giving his disciples an example loving one another and caring for one another. He asks us to follow his example of serving and loving one another. He stands before us and invites us, as he did his first disciples, to take up a life of servanthood. He asks us to reject popular standards for success and urges us to take the towel and go to work with it. Serving one another. Not wanting or thinking that one should be served. That's not what it's about. They need not do deeds that get noted in newspapers or applauded in public, but rather quietly, unobserved, or giving to just one or two others, not being noted, and maybe not even being thanked for them, but just doing humdrum duties of life at home, at school, at the office. Tasks that must be routinely performed over and over again. Picking up a piece of paper. One of the things I've noted about a couple of my neighbors in my subdivision, every time the garbage truck goes through the subdivision, inadvertently, some of the waste that is supposed to go into the machine doesn't get there, either because of the wind or just because it's light or whatever. It flies off and ends up in somebody's yard. And I've observed them going through the subdivision with a Myers bag, picking up things that didn't get taken by the garbage truck. They weren't doing it to get noted. They didn't go and post it on Facebook and our subdivision webpage to note that they picked up the subdivision today. I saw them. I didn't get a chance to thank them, but I saw them do it. And so they weren't doing it to get some kind of accolade, but rather they were just doing it. And this is basically what Jesus was trying to tell his disciples by what he was doing. And as he shared with them and showed them servanthood there, in just a few minutes later, as he ended the meal with the first communion, when he said, "Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood." Again, he was giving to them something that they needed, that only he could give them. And he wasn't doing it to get any kind of accolade, but he was giving himself to them as they needed it. Yes, Jesus asks for people willing to be servants. And that's asking a lot, especially in this day and age. By what authority does he do that? What gives him the right to lay this claim of servanthood on us? And that is because of what he did. Because he himself was a servant. As he said, "I have come to serve and not to be served." He wasn't just somebody that was teaching. He was the model. "I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." And it wasn't specifically washing the feet. It was taking on the most humble and humiliating task, if you will, because of his great love for us. And that is the thing that should be the reason why we do it. Out of love for him, we can love and we are enabled to love one another. I've said this many times. The first time I did it, I got the kids in the classroom to wonder what I was doing and writing on the blackboard. But I have my confirmation class well-trained, as I say, my favorite, and they say, your favorite four-letter word, love. Yes, it is, because that's what this whole book is about, God's love for us. And here Jesus is demonstrating that, and what he did on that cross that we remember tomorrow is his love for us. He came into this world. He left his throne in heaven and came down and became a human being for you and me to suffer and die and pay for our sins because of his love for us. That's how much he loves us. What a wonderful gift. The other symbol, of course, is that cross, where he gave his very life for ours. He died that we might live. He died that we might be forgiven. He paid for all the sins of all mankind that will ever be born. He paid for them all because of his love for us. The cross, in the one hand, telling us of Christ's saving sacrifice, and the towel, the other, reminding us to be servants of one another. We cannot have one without the other. To accept the cross is to receive the towel. To accept the towel is to confess the need for the cross. Because we don't always want to take up the towel. We like them when we've taken a shower. They're nice in that respect. But to wash somebody's feet, which I have to do periodically, not my wife's, our dog. He gets dirty feet, and we don't like dirty feet in the house. And so when I bring him in, I have to get the basin out, fill it with water, put it on the floor, and dunk his feet in it, wash them off, and dry them. And he's not exactly the most willing foot washee. But we can't accept the cross without the towel. Accept the towel is to confess the need for the cross, that we need to be forgiven, and reminding us of that forgiveness that is ours through Christ. Some will say that being a servant isn't a very satisfying symbol of success. Well, it all depends on what your point of view of success is. It isn't, except for those whose standards for success is doing the will of God. and whose satisfaction is in the blessing of the Lord. May these be yours today and every day. He loves you that much that he died for you. And he showed us how to love one another by what he did that night. And he did throughout his life here on earth. And so we pray. Lord Jesus, receive our thanks for your love and help us to love one another as deeply as you have loved us. Amen. And now may the peace of God that goes far beyond our human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until he comes again.